This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Tuesday after locking up enough delegate support to secure the Democratic Party nomination and face former U.S. President Donald Trump in November's U.S. presidential election. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party is taking steps ahead of their convention to ensure the new presidential candidate is on the ballot now that U.S. President Joe Biden is out. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democrats are looking at holding a virtual roll call ahead of the August 19th convention in Chicago to ensure their favored presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, is on the ballot. New York delegate Diane Costello says concerns over the GOP are prompting the move.
They're going to fight having Vice President Harris put on the ballot for president in some states.
Connecticut delegate Kenneth McClary says with deadlines looming, it's the right move.
We have to make sure that Vice President Harris and whoever her running mate has access. So I feel wholeheartedly comfortable with the roll call vote.
I'm Julie Walker.
In an email to her staff, U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle announced Tuesday she's stepping down in the wake of the assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump. Associated Press correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports.
Cheadle, who had served as Secret Service Director since August 2022, had been facing growing calls to resign and several investigations into how the shooter was able to get so close to the Republican presidential nominee at an outdoor campaign rally in Pennsylvania. In her email, she also said she takes full responsibility for the security lapse. Cheadle's resignation comes a day after she appeared before a congressional committee and was berated for hours by both Democrats and Republicans for the security failures. She called the attempt on Trump's life the Secret Service's most significant operational failure in decades. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News.